K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another brand new edition right here of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. Welcome back to another edition on this podcast. Right off the bat, this will come out in a couple of hours here on this Monday, a new week. Here in this cold Kansas City, Missouri, January 19th, 2026. Thanks for taking your time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Yeah, this will come out, well, staring at 4 o'clock right now. I got off a little early today due to some training. So there's that. So that's why I'm back here in the EG3 confines in Kansas City, Missouri. So there's that. Not a bad Monday. Well, Monday morning was rough today. But frustrated, really frustrated. I haven't been that frustrated in a minute. Seriously, I haven't been that frustrated in a minute. That must tell me something right there. But anyways, a little bit better. That's why I didn't record this morning. Was very frustrated. So there we got that. I had that going on, and then didn't know what time I was going to get done with training, all that. So, and then might not be able to go to group night tonight because I got to take care of some other business. But we took care of running already, so I might play too. Anyways, in this cold weather, despite not wanting to get out there anyway. But anyways, turn this thing around. This podcast is about all things Kansas State athletics here. And if you were subscribed before this past weekend, you would have saw about 8 episodes total on this podcast. Yeah, sure, we come at you weekends as well as Monday through Friday as well. Whether that's football, indoor track, the women's tennis team, the finale of that invitation will come out tomorrow. I'm going to have this come out around 4 o'clock there as well. This week, any MHK, a little bit down week this week compared to last week. So I'll get touching that in just a moment there. Also, we had Oklahoma State Day. Yes, sir. Oklahoma State. If you want to transfer in the heartbreaking loss against Oklahoma State in basketball, but we had some former Oklahoma State recruits commit to K-State through the portal. We got that up right now. 3 of them, by the way, as well. And that actually transitions into before I posted. I had that even playing before that. So there's that as well. Real quick, I'm just going to hop on. And there's nothing today for K-State Athletics until tomorrow. And speaking of men's basketball, how about that transition? Didn't need that. Men's basketball hosting Utah. 2 worst teams in the Big 12. And I said in that postcast, what you're going to hear when it comes out tonight, that who had on their bingo card, K-State bingo card, this men's basketball team would be winless about January 19th, somewhere around there, 2026, the new year. And Jerome Tang's team, the head coach of this best basketball team, will have no wins in the Big 12. Raise your hands again. Anybody? Do I see anybody? I can't see anybody. I know y'all can't see anybody. Can you see anybody? Nope, nope, nope. Eddie, raise your hand. Nope. Not even me. I didn't say that. I didn't see any. I didn't see that at all by this team, man. They are the worst. They are the exact worst team in the league. And they cannot beat Utah tomorrow. There's already issues anyway with this program as a whole anyways, because the last 3 we have seen, this is no, what's the word I want to use? Because there's no continuity. There it is. There's no continuity because there's nobody that's staying. Everybody's leaving. Everybody's leaving in portal. That's just the problem. This is the other problem. There's no continuity. Nobody wants to stay. And, oh, no, you know, I'm not starting. I'm not getting this much minutes. You know, I'm out. Peace out. You did that back. You couldn't do that back in the heyday when you didn't have no transfer portal. You couldn't do that. You got to ride it out. You got to ride things out unless we hate to do this. Unless somebody in front of you got hurt or whatever. Or if somebody wasn't playing well and stuck up the court or the field, you had a chance to play. Here in this current era of college athletics, you know, everybody's moving around year to year, right? I got someone women's volleyball this week that I didn't know about to listen to Jasmine Halliburton in not this latest episode, her previous episode of the Run It Back Pod on KCSM.
But yeah, everybody's moving around. Nobody ain't staying. And the other problem is, yeah, you ain't winning games. You are not winning ball games. This doesn't help either. This definitely don't help. You're not winning basketball games at all. You're not winning basketball games at all. And the fan base, like I just said, checked out. They're done. Checked out. They probably don't even give a shit about what's going to happen with Tuesday. And some of y'all way behind the eight ball. I said this last week. The previous week when we lost to Oklahoma State over the weekend in UCF, I said that was the biggest week of the season for K-State because you had to get something on the board. I think y'all too late to the game. Y'all way too late to the game. Some of y'all, wait, is it the big week? Is it the big week? No, it ain't. Last week is. And if I'm hearing from what I'm hearing from other K-State podcasts and some comments that I saw on my Twitter page, on my K-State Twitter, that y'all can just say peace out. and wait for spring ball. Wait for spring ball to come out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, and I'm on that line too of, you know, one of the bad things about being a bandwagon fan is you can't jump back in. If this basketball team somehow turns a light on, starts seeing some things a little bit clearly, and starts winning some games, y'all hop back on a wagon. Don't do it. I don't want to see that. That's one of the main reasons. You know, I'm not a bandwagon fan. I'm Atlanta sports fan. I didn't grow up here in Kansas City. I did not. I'm not gonna sit up in here and it's just hop bandwagon all this other. No, I'm a K-State alum and I'm still a fan of the Gators. I'm still a fan of Florida Gators. That was my first team. Well, first college team before K-State even came a blip into the radar screen. But yeah, I don't like that either, y'all. But again. Right now, K-State trending around the men's basketball team trending in the wrong direction. So I guess we'll find out. Also, on Wednesday, well, that's Tuesday. That's Tuesday night. That's tomorrow night, 6:30 there against Utah, the two worst teams in the Big 12 on the men's side and on the women's side. You just played this team, Houston, where apparently I just found out on the way to work this morning that these two teams had a little bit of tussle in the last meeting. Featuring Janessa Cotton. I didn't even know about that. I was not aware of that. And that was probably a turning point because K-State was losing. And then, of course, Tess Hill became a pain in the ass to Houston. To Houston, right? So Tess Hill continues to play her best basketball. And I need to finish her interview from Jasmine Halliburton, KCSN there as well. Shameless plug, but we'll do it anyway because I like Jasmine Halliburton and what she's been doing over there. Obviously, been covering K-State women's sports for a long time now. Shout out to our guy, Ethan Fitzgerald, on the beat out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Also, covering K-State women's sports as well. So y'all keep doing y'all thing out there. As well as she's in the sport. It's men's basketball and women. Typical Monday, baby. There's just more than just football and men's basketball. Pro Boxing Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever you get your podcast, free and available daily. Or a chance to record Kansas State content. It's your very first time listening to this podcast and you like what you're hearing, I'll go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit the alarm bell. Every time I hit content update, every time we update your content daily, y'all be first to be notified about it. Well, oh my goodness. I haven't even drinking an energy drink at all. I'm talking 100 miles an hour over here on this podcast. Eddie Greer, Pro Boxing Podcast, all things K-State sports. This is this week in Manhattan, Kansas here. Yeah, so you have basketball games tomorrow and Wednesday. And then flip the script to Friday. K-State women's tennis back on the courts again. They'll have to travel to Lincoln, Nebraska this time to take on their first opponent, a head-to-head opponent of 2026. Now they had their first tournament, which according to Jordan Smith, apparently they didn't count as points. I'll probably just calculate that as a pre-jamboree meet there back in the heyday of college, of high school football, preseason jamboree, where you play two teams, one a quarter, right? I know, I'm sorry, but I bring it up anyway. So this will count. Nebraska in Lincoln, Nebraska, Florida K-State women's tennis team there, who actually really had a great, had a strong, even though they were off against KU, unfortunately, they were really good against Iowa State, and just took the broom and swept Memphis on, what was that, Friday? Last Friday? So, and then they struggled a little bit against KU, but Madacy. So she's on a roll. That is the younger sister of Marlugosi, who has been in this program for since she was a freshman. Obviously, there are sisters there as well. But yeah, that's Friday, and then Saturday, men's basketball is back on tap. And take a wild ass guess who's on tap for Saturday at home, prime time KU. Yes, sir. No, not saying it. No, don't say it. We've kind of seen the theme song, but you know what time it is. KU coming in here, or not coming to KC, but coming out there to Manhattan, Kansas, Saturday night, Dillon Sunflower Showdown. Both these teams don't look so good. K-State's really bad, right? KU, their record is not so great either, by any means either. So, if anything, K-State, if you're K-State men's basketball, now, again, I know I said last week was the big week. Now, KU week now, in the eyes. These are two winnable, and I don't care about, this is not KU the past. This is KU right now. K-State need to be desperate. I feel like I said this last week on this episode. K-State, you got to get two games. You got back-to-back home games here. This is your chance here. Somehow, some way, you got to find a way to close. That's been this team's bugaboo to this point in the season. You are what you are. They failed to close it out against Arizona State on the road. They failed to close it out against Oklahoma State when they led late. Same thing with Arizona State. They're right there. And then you foul. There has to be some kind of way to not freaking foul in the last 30 seconds. It just can't. It's got to be a way. It has to be a way. This has to be a way, right? Any situation, there's some situations that you can't. It's out of your control. But most situations, it's on hands. You can control yourselves by not fouling. Stop fouling late and give me a chance to win the ball game. So, Utah, KU for men's basketball this weekend. And you have a chance. Both of these games at home. So, I don't know what's going to give here. And I don't know what the crowd's going to be like Saturday, because from what I've heard, from what I've seen, again, a lot of folks have already checked out. We'll see. Hey, if they win both of these games, that includes KU, will they buy back in? I have no idea. So just like Creighton, but this time the only difference is the women's basketball team's in Lawrence. This is Sunday, so Kansas Saturday for the men, and KU also for the women. That's going to be on Sunday at noon tip. So how about that? So KU weekend, baby. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Last time this happened, oh, baby, we had a field day on these cats. So hopefully, you know, with the women's team, they can build on what they did, upsetting 17th ranked Texas Tech on the road in a sold-out environment. You went down there and beat them. So you hopefully, again, this is a stretch. I'll repeat what I said in that upset postcast of the 17th ranked Tech win is up now, again, on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. So this is a stretch right here for the women's team. The stat wins. KU's one of them, again. So we'll see what happens. I'm gonna tell it like it is. These are winnable games. I know you can't play games on paper. I say that every week, but you got opportunities there this week. Opportunities there, get a few wins in the belt, and try to turn this thing around somehow, some way. But that speaking for the men, but for the women, going opportunity this stretch, you coming off all that momentum. You don't want to lose all that momentum. You just took a big step in the right direction. This young core, which is the third youngest team in the nation, K-State women's basketball team is the third youngest team in the nation. How crazy is that? And in a wild-ass world of the transfer portal and whatnot, if you can keep this, I know I'm speaking way ahead. I hate doing that, but I'm going to do it anyway. But if you can keep this core, I've said this multiple times too, you can keep your young freshmen at K-State, just like we saw Yoki, Aoki Lee, Serena Sundell, the Glenn Twins. And then, of course, you use the transfer portal for some big key accusations. Ooh, this team gonna be dangerous again. This team's gonna be dangerous again. Again, you have an opportunity to kind of get out of this 500 roller coaster that you've been in since the start of the season. So we'll see what happens there. That is the week in the MHK. Kind of a fascinating week this week. They were featuring all basketball, men's, women's basketball. Got tennis right there in the middle of it. They're going to be in Lincoln on Friday. And, of course, it's Kansas week. KU weekend. The men first on primetime Saturday night. And then you have the women's play at noon on Sunday. So, despite all the disappointment, I'm looking forward to it, actually. So, we'll see what happens. You know we're going to have postcasts after these games. So, that's what's up. And we'll continue to crank out these Cat Central episodes that we've been getting out over the past since the beginning of the year as well. So yeah man, we'll see what happens. This men's basketball team gotta get a win. It's there. They have to close out the Pearl Project Podcast. All this K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found free available daily, which is to record Kansas State content. Again, appreciate y'all for y'all support. Y'all like what y'all hearing? Definitely subscribe to this podcast and make sure you do tell a fellow big-time K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. Even a fan that's not a K-State fan, make sure you continue to get the word out about this other quote-unquote Kansas State podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll catch.